The city of East Lansing is taking time tomorrow for a special acknowledgement of the contributions of immigrants and refugees to the community. Beginning at 8:30 a.m., officials and guests will celebrate the unveiling of a peace pole at the intersection of Abbott and Albert Avenues downtown. The pole is meant to be a reminder of the contributions immigrants and refugees from around the world have made to our area. It's part of East Lansing's Welcoming Week celebration, which runs through the weekend. To learn more about the peace pole and related business, we welcome back East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we also welcome back East Lansing resident Siham Baladi, who immigrated to the United States from Syria nearly four decades ago. Today she has deep roots in both Syria and mid-Michigan, in part as owner and proprietor of Silver and Beyond, a retail jewelry and luxury goods gallery in downtown East Lansing. Siham, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Nathan, in your own words, what is the peace pole meant to symbolize or remind people of?
Mark, I think it's a visual representation of our community's commitment to inclusion and to a celebration of diversity in our community. In the last 20 years, the face of East Lansing has changed. I think it's changed for the better, and as a result of an infusion of immigrants and refugees, and in particular international students and scholars, I think that we're a stronger community, and that's what that peace pole represents.
And describe the pole itself. What will people see?
So the pole, as it sounds, is a wooden pole in the ground, and on each side it has a phrase about peace written in a different language. So it's a visual testament to the diversity of people that we have in our community.
Siham, it's been nearly four decades since you moved to East Lansing, and throughout that period, you've become acquainted with many other immigrants and refugees. I know you taught English as a second language for a spell. Talk to us about your experiences with those other immigrants and refugees you've gotten to know over these years.
Well, as I told you, Mark, we came to this country as students, and it was very hard. This is what I tell all the immigrants and all the students I did work with. It's not easy move when you come to different country, different culture, different tradition. But this country is where you can build your American dream. You can work hard and accomplish what you want. So it's all about working hard and opening your mind and your heart to different people, different culture, and different traditions. What I tell my students and all the immigrants, what I used to tell them, keep your tradition in your heart and take the best of the new tradition and try to make the best of life you can. And this is what we need to do now with this peace pole. We need peace in our life.
Having witnessed the arrival of other immigrants and refugees, Siham, is it smoother today than in the 70s? Or have the challenges changed in some way?
Well, yes and no. It's hard. With social media, maybe it's easier right now on the immigrants because they know what to expect in a way. For me, coming in the 70s, it was different. We did not have the social media. We did not have all this information that available right now to other immigrants. But it's very hard. It's hard work. You are changing your life from different culture, different language, different society to a different area. And I can give you an example. I cried every day for the first year because I did miss my comfortable life. Mm. I did miss my parents. And the goal was to study, to work hard. And I have to be honest with you, my husband was my role model because he did work very hard to finish his degrees in 5 years, BS, Master, PhD. So he was my role model in working hard to accomplish what we want. And this is what we tell everybody right now, from students to when we raised our kids, it's all about the education and working hard to accomplish the American dream. Do not sit and rely on the government to help you. You have to work for this dream. And it's all about earning your education and changing your life. You're here for a reason. You're here to change your life.
Siham Baladi immigrated to the United States from Syria nearly four decades ago. We're also joined by East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett, talking about the dedication of a peace pole tomorrow morning in the city of East Lansing. Nathan, East Lansing and Lansing have each passed resolutions stating that each community views itself as a welcoming city for immigrants and refugees. What significance does that proclamation have?
Well, I think it says a lot about our community's values and the fact that we're striving to be a community that is welcoming to all, and that that's not just an idea about the culture of our community, but also a commitment to try and make city services and community amenities available to everyone regardless of their national origin. So I think it's important to recognize that it's not just that we're saying this is who we want to be, but we're actually taking concrete steps to try and make sure that the transition that we're talking about this morning is easier for people as they come and make their home and start a business or come to study here in East Lansing at Michigan State.
Do you consider East Lansing prepared to receive more immigrants or refugees?
So I think we've taken some steps recently that have made us more prepared, but there's a lot of work left to do. To give you a few examples of recent concrete steps, the city now offers translation at every point of contact with a resident. So if you walk into City Hall to the clerk's office or to finance or to the police desk, you'll see a sign advertising the availability of interpretation services. That's available at all of our points of contact. We've translated significant city documents into multiple languages.
For how many languages, though? I mean, that's conceivably a lot of languages.
So we use a system called LanguageLine that makes it available in over 100 languages. So the way that the resident can indicate that they're interested in interpretation services, there is a sheet available that will say that interpretation services are available in each of the over 100 languages. All they have to do is indicate on the sheet what their language of origin is, and then we can use the language line system to get a live interpreter on the phone and be able to translate between the employee and the resident. So I think that's a huge step in the right direction. Document translation is a huge step in the right direction. Doing cultural competency trainings for our city employees is an important step in the right direction. And lastly, I'd mention that we're not doing it alone. Through the Global Lansing Partnership, we're working with other communities across the region, with Michigan State, with healthcare providers, with the legal system, with transportation providers. And all of us are trying to put our heads together to figure out how to achieve that objective of creating equal access to all municipal services and community amenities across the region for immigrants, refugees, and international students and scholars.
Specifically, Nathan, how would you feel about unaccompanied minors from Central America making the journey to East Lansing?
So I can tell you how I feel, and I can tell you how our council feels, because both our council in East Lansing and the Lansing City Council have both passed formal resolutions saying that we would welcome those individuals in our community. Again, I think this is a recognition that diversity makes us stronger, and that there is a magnetism to the American dream, that people are drawn here trying to achieve a better life, and that we're in a position to help them do that, and then in return to have them contribute in significant ways to our community as well.
Siham Baladi, you have contact with family and friends still in Syria. In fact, you originally came from Aleppo, the country's largest city, I believe, and one that's been seriously affected by ISIS and other extremist groups. Your own brother has faced serious challenges. Tell us about what your brother is facing.
They are facing very hard time right now. It's the unknown. They don't know what the future is going to be. First, it is a fear of losing everything. ISIS is about 10 miles from Aleppo. And I can say ISIS is Satan. What they are doing is inhuman. And it's very dangerous time for everybody all over, not only in Aleppo. We are facing a very hard time, to be honest with you, Mark.
Do you have any thoughts on a way forward, on a way to stabilize this situation?
we need to open our mind and look at the cause of this cancer. What's causing this cancer in the world and in our society and every place? It's ideology of hate and it's very hard time for Christian people in Syria and in the Middle East.
Nathan, you've made it clear you have a particular passion for inclusion. How was that formed? How did that take shape?
Well, I think part of it is a recognition that we are stronger through it. I mean, if you think about it as a metaphor, if you have one stick, it's very easy to snap a single stick. If you have a bunch of sticks in your hand, it's very difficult to snap them. And that's sort of how I think about our community. We're stronger when we have people from different backgrounds. And for a community of only a little north of 48,000 people, having international students and scholars from over 130 countries is a huge advantage for us. We can tap into that cultural diversity. We can tap into the diversity of experience and culinary diversity. And that richness really gives something to our community that we might not otherwise have. And I think that that's something that should be celebrated.
Do you think about the future here, Nathan, though? I mean, you mentioned the translation services and a number of enhancements that you've made at the city level. What else could you be doing? Do you think about that?
Absolutely, and that's part of what Global Lansing is all about, is thinking about it on a regional level. There's a lot that needs to be done. Our transportation network, for example, whether it's CATA buses or taxi cabs or the airport, aren't nearly as accessible as they should be. Same thing with our healthcare system and the courts. We've got work to do there. But frankly, we also have a lot of work to do in just promoting cross-cultural encounters between people. One of the challenges with a growing international population is at some point you get a critical mass sufficient enough to have a community within a community. And while I agree with what's been said, that you want people to still have this respect and admiration and love for the culture that they came from, we also want to encourage cross-cultural encounters so everyone can learn from one another, and there's a lot of work to be done there as well.
Nathan Triplett is the mayor of East Lansing. Siham Bilotti also joined us today. She immigrated to the United States from Syria nearly four decades ago, and she has called East Lansing her home for nearly that entire period. Many thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.